So let's try the chill surfer dude voice here before we hop to the mad scientist.
Whoa, dude. Sounds like a gnarly situation with your card. But hey, no worries. I got you. Let me just pull up your account real quick. All right. Looks like the system flagged some charges. Probably thought they were, like, suspicious or something. Super lame. I know. But good news, my friend. I can clear that up.
That's pretty good, I have to say. And apparently this voice, Coral, is... For this next mad scientist one, let's try a different voice as well, and we'll see how this one turns out. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back with another relatively short episode today. Got to try and do something to save my voice a little bit here. And it's also been a somewhat quiet day in the world of AI, especially after a lot of big announcements in the last couple of days. So I plucked a couple of new features from one, OpenAI, and two, Google's Notebook LM to discuss and to demo in today's episode. First is focused more at you developer navigators out there or marketing navigators who are incorporating some of these existing models and technologies into your tech stack or products via APIs, or if you have development teams or developer teams at your organizations who are doing that. And the Notebook LM feature, I think, applies more broadly to all of us navigators out there who have maybe been using Notebook LM to learn, of course, but who have also been using just AI tools to educate and skill up in our marketing practice, whether it's marketing specific or general business or coding and development, whatever you're trying to learn and bring into your tool belt for your marketing. So let's get into it. First, with the launch from OpenAI, and I'm pulling this info from today's rundown.ai newsletter. This is the launch of the new GPT-4o mini TTS model, so text-to-speech model. And what makes this model so interesting is the ability to change the tone and style of the voice output via simple text prompts and natural language. And I think that's the primary thing to take away from this launch. Of course, there are a good deal of performance metrics that are very impressive about this model as well. In particular, if you use AI to do transcription, they have also released a GPT-4o transcribe speech-to-text model that is producing some impressive results compared to other leading models in transcription like Whisper. Again, this is more development-focused. It's only available right now through OpenAI's API, and it does have support in the agents SDK as well, so you or your developers can use these voice models in your agents that you're building. We talked a little bit about the agents SDK a few episodes ago. But they have made available openai.fm, which is a web page or a web tool that allows anyone to hop in and experiment with this model, change the prompts, see just what the model is capable of. And that's what we're going to do right now, so let's check it out. Okay, so here we have the openai.fm little user interface, and I have to say it's pretty fun. It's a good way to kind of check out how this model works. Again, if you're in the development side of things, I think this will be really natural and a really cool, seamless way for you to test things out. As you can see, there's a little toggle up here in the right-hand corner for you to retrieve the code for any of these voices that you would generate. They have a bunch of different voices that you can test out at the top. If you're not watching along on video, you basically select the voice, the vibe, and the script. And they have a bunch of predetermined options here in this tool for us to kind of test and just get an idea of what the model is capable of. You can switch through all of these voices here. And the vibes are things like calm, dramatic, gourmet chef, cheerleader, sincere. And you can actually shuffle these. And they'll feed you a bunch of different random ones like auctioneer. So I think we might have to try that one. Mad scientist, we might have to try that one as well. And each of these are actually going to have their own script. And you basically apply one of these voices to them. And now you can also enter in text the description of the voice. And they use a format where they describe the voice, the tone, the delivery, the pronunciation, the phrasing. Not each of them are identical with the categories that they describe for each voice, but they basically lay out as much as they can about the description of this voice. Chill surfer is another one. Sports coach is another one. And again, each script is kind of tailored to one of these voices. For instance, the chill surfer says, "Whoa, dude, sounds like a gnarly situation with your card." And it's all like customer service typically use cases here, which is a good idea by OpenAI to use that as their example. I think that's a smart marketing move. And it's perfect for us here on the AI Marketing Navigator because, again, this is one of the biggest uses, I think, for automation and voice models is customer-facing experiences and stuff like that. So I'm going to crank up the volume here and let's test out a couple of these voices. And then I've also described my own voice. And I've also worked with Claude to generate a description for a custom voice that I want to try out as well. And we'll see how close it is. And depending on how close it is, maybe you guys can guess what the voice is. before I have to reveal it. Okay, let's try the auctioneer first. And it looks like you can actually share these as well, so I'll try to link these in the show notes. But definitely check out openai.fm to test this out for yourself. If anything, it's just a fun little experiment. Okay, let's try auctioneer here. I'm gonna hit play and let this generate, and we'll see just how good this auctioneer is.
All right, folks. Welcome to the grandest online jewelry auction this side of the internet. Let's get you bidding. Looking for dazzling diamonds, shimmering gold, or rare vintage pieces? Click Browse Auctions and feast your eyes on the finest treasures up for grabs. Spotted something you fancy? Hit Place Bid. Enter your number. Do I hear 100? Do I hear 2? Keep your eye on that current bid, because competition...
Okay, so not terrible as far as like quality of the voice and things like that. I think it's pretty realistic. Definitely not the worst I've heard out there. That one didn't have like the customer service script that the chill surfer dude had. So let's try the chill surfer dude voice here before we hop to the mad scientist.
Whoa, dude. Sounds like a gnarly situation with your card. But hey, no worries. I got you. Let me just pull up your account real quick. All right. Looks like the system flagged some charges. Probably thought they were like suspicious or something. Super lame. I know. But good news, my friend. I can clear that up.
That's pretty good, I have to say. And apparently this voice, Coral, is... For this next mad scientist one, let's try a different voice as well, and we'll see how this one turns out.
Ah, ha, 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 ha! The stars tremble before my genius! The rift is open! The energy surging! Unstable? Perhaps? Dangerous? Most certainly! Captain Ryland's hands twitch over the controls. Fools! They hesitate. But I alone see the future.
Okay, so there's that one. And again, you kind of get the point here. For example, that one's description was, the delivery was exaggerated and theatrical with dramatic pauses, sudden outbursts, and gleeful cackling. So they kind of nailed that one. Okay, the next thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to switch up the voice one more time. I'm going to put my own little voice description in here. And I think I'll also work with Claude to whip up a little script here. And maybe that'll give away the character to anybody who reads really closely at it before we hit play or something like that. If any navigator out there is paying that close attention to the episode, then I am extremely grateful to you. Okay, stand by for just a second. Okay, we have our voice, we have our vibe, and we have our script. I'm gonna hit play on our custom voice now. And again, this is something that you could integrate into any of your voice experiences for your customers. I think there's just a ton of potential to be creative and differentiate yourself when you have this much flexibility at your disposal. Okay, let's hit play.
Hey, what's the big idea? I was just minding my own business, relaxing in my little home sweet home when this big galoot with a funny red hat starts making a ruckus above me. So naturally, I pop up to investigate the situation, as any reasonable resident would do. And wouldn't you know it? This maroon is hunting for something.
Okay, well, spoilers, I was actually going for like a Bugs Bunny type Looney Tunes character. They didn't quite get there with the voice description that I wrote up. Cut here. But maybe a few of you out there got that one. Anyway, check out this little demo to get an idea of what these new API capabilities are like from OpenAI. Again, if you are a development-focused marketer, you can now tap into this API for your applications, or if you work with developers, then pass this their way for sure. Okay, and the next new feature that we're gonna talk about in the demo day episode here is the new mind map feature from Notebook LM. Quick overview on Notebook LM if you missed when it exploded on the internet and went viral throughout the AI community. It's basically a research and education assistant, primarily education. Here you're looking at the Notebook LM user interface. I happen to be on Notebook LM Plus. On the left-hand side, you have your sources here, so you can add a bunch of different types of sources, PDFs, websites, text, videos, audio files, just about anything you can think of. In the center, you're going to have the chat that's generated with Notebook LM based on those sources. So you can literally chat about anything in those sources. And here you can add notes. You can get an audio overview, which is also over here on the right-hand side. And this is kind of the big viral attention grabber when Notebook LM was popular. And kind of why Notebook LM went so viral initially was this automatically generated podcast discussion, essentially going over your topic or your subjects. And the hosts were I think definitely ahead of their time as far as the nature of the voices and how lifelike and realistic they were. For a lot of people, it was kind of the first mind-blowing moment with AI, I think. And then you have one more section for notes and FAQs and a briefing document, a timeline, all sorts of things you can create here to help you learn. But what I've gone ahead and done here, is created a quick notebook based on some full stack web development PDFs that I grabbed. And you can see right down here in the lower right hand corner, we now have this mind map option for how we present this information. And just to make sure everybody's on the same page, a mind map is very simply a visual representation, typically a diagram that helps organize information into a hierarchy. So you can tie all of these topics and subtopics together, showing the relationships and the overlap of each topic, especially relative to the greater subject that you're trying to learn. I'll just go ahead and generate one really quickly here and open it up so you can get a better idea. So there you have it, JavaScript and related concepts broken down into these additional subtopics. You can open up each of these into greater subtopics. And now each of those can individually be discussed with the chat and learned about. It can just be a very helpful and very quick way of organizing very complex subjects like full stack web development into visual nodes and modules. So like I said, if you're already using Notebook LM to learn, I think this is a great feature, just a great way to break down these topics you want to absorb into their most important parts and concept. I think it's a great visual way to do that, to take something that can be pretty overwhelming and ingest it piece by piece. If you're on the free tier of Notebook LM, don't worry. Apparently the mind map feature should be rolling out over the next few days if you don't have it already. Okay, there we have it for our demo day episode. OpenAI bringing us some more natural language AI voice editing capabilities, and Notebook LM bringing us a new visualization feature in that learning tool. So that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.